GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This survey from SeniorList.com finding Maine as the 46th most affordable state in the U.S. in which to live. You could read that Maine as the 5th least affordable state in which to live has us asking for the question of the day. Do you find it expensive to live and work in Maine? Caller, thanks for hanging on the PDQ Door telephone line. Do you find it expensive to live and work in Maine?
I certainly do. It's very expensive, but that's just scratching the surface. When this governor gets done with this state, we won't even recognize it.
Thanks for the call at 1-800-966-1039. Some emails are coming into us in the McLaughlin Seafood inbox.
You've got mail.
At WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. Friend of the program, Phil, writes into us. Your question of the day is interesting. I guess it's how you live in Maine. I've been here for 68 years, and now I'm retired. The missus and I are comfortable. Now, I had a good education, and as did she, and we both had pretty good jobs with decent retirements. The one thing we did for the past 36 years was planned and lived within our means. We both have fairly new vehicles. We had and have vacations and good holidays. Planning, I believe, is key, along with living within your means. Hey, Phil, thanks for that email to us.
Well, that is a factor. He makes a good point. How much money do you waste during the course of the year?
Well, according to the Money Man, it's $1,700 or so.
I do, because I live alone and I want something, I go get it. I guess I don't buy a lot of things. But if you look at the expensive housing in some of these states that are bad news, I don't know what it is here in Maine. I know here in New England, housing is extremely expensive. The cost of living across New England. I know we talk about Maine, they try to go with a political thing, and I stay away from that. But the average home price in New England is high. The average fuel cost is high. The average energy cost is high in all of New England. Maine is not the highest in those categories.
I agree with your comparing Maine to others because others are doing that. But I wonder about looking at the national, so yes, and looking at the average, the national average is 81%. How much you make? 81% of that is going to cover your housing, utilities, groceries, healthcare, clothing, gas, and more. 81% is the average.
Yep.
Maine is 91.3%, according to this study. And these people looked at, by the way, the Bureau of Economic Analysis, labor statistics on income and expenses, okay? If Maine's economy was right in the middle, if we were 25 or 26th, okay, then I guess it would be an easier pill to swallow that we are as expensive as we are. But we're not. Our economy is not as strong as the others. So that's why it's a little difficult to think that some of us are stuck living in a state in which the economy is not as strong for whatever reason, some political decisions of the past, whatever. The economy is not as strong. So it's a little tough to think that we should have to blow 91.3% of everything we make in order to live here.
I hear that number. I don't think mine is that way. Sometimes I'm afraid to sit down and add it up.
Bingo.
I'm afraid sometimes.
And this is why this question of the day is today.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to start looking at how you're living, if you're going to start planning like Phil suggested in his letter, the first thing you have to do is sit down and figure out how much you got coming in and where it goes. Because if you're not watching that.
That's correct.
There's no way you can plan for what's ahead. I made the mistake a long time ago of blowing my top when I was paying the oil bill. And Elizabeth came in the room and took the checkbook away from me. She didn't rip it out of my hands. She took it away from me. I thought it's because she wanted to go to TJ Maxx or Marshall's. She said, no, we're not going to live this way. And I saw her yesterday as she was setting up and looking how much we have coming out of our checks to go into our IRAs. And she's putting a little bit more in. We're doing the planning. But you can't do that unless you know how much is coming in, how much is going out. Erica is one of our pen pals.
You've got mail.
And she writes in the McLaughlin Seafood inbox at WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. Happy New Year. And yes, I do find it very expensive. I make a decent amount of money a year at $16 something an hour and a monthly bonus of about $1,000. I still cannot afford the cost of living. Erica, you're working hard. Why do you stay in Maine? And by the way, in our question of the day, live and work in Maine, when I wrote that, I thought, you know who we should talk to about this? Nate Wilds. Nate Wilds is the young fellow that's been on our program before. He was in our studio last month because he was one of the keynotes at the Bangor Region Chamber of Commerce, and he works for the organization called Live and Work in Maine. His job is to try to attract young people to come and live and work in Maine, or return to and live and work in Maine. I wondered what his thoughts were. He wasn't available this morning. He said he'll be on again with us very soon, George.
Yeah, he was a nice guy. And he gave his t-shirts, didn't he?
Yeah. In fact, it's funny. I was wearing it as I sent him a note. I also got t-shirts to give to Ian and Colin just in case. Well, I don't want to tie him down. I want to let him go. I want to let him fly. I want to let him be free, do what they want to do. But it'd be nice to be able to see them and maybe the grandkids someday or the great grandkids like you have.
Alaska is one of those places. You know, I said geographics, Hawaii, Alaska. Maybe you have to exclude them from the survey. The cost of living in Alaska is hopeless. A half gallon of milk is about $2.53. It'll cost you $15 to buy a steak.
That's a half a gallon?
A half gallon of
half
milk.
Half gallon is $2.50?
$2.53. A ribeye steak up there will cost you $15. Your energy bill is about $257 a month. And it'll cost you $200 to see a doctor.
How much is internet? I wonder.
I don't know.
That is one of the most frustrating expenses in our house of late.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time entertaining myself. I'm sure I can cut back on some of that. I don't because, again, my lifestyle is I live alone. I talk to myself a lot, but sometimes I don't like the answers I get. So I go to the internet.
Okay, this person writes to us, okay? And this person's done the numbers. I spend more than $6,000 a year on gas. And last year, $12,000 in taxes. I can't afford to stay in business the way this is going. Where will it end? Not to mention $20,000 in healthcare costs. I make a good living, and I'm ashamed how much money I spend and don't put away for the future. I had plans of being a Walmart greeter, but I think they did away with that position after the minimum wage increase. Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Thanks for hanging on the PDQ Door telephone line. Do you find it expensive to live and work in Maine?
Yeah, it's definitely very expensive, but now the question keeps getting posed to us is why do we stay? I guess my question, and I really don't know the answer, is why does it have to be this way? Have a great day, guys.
This person writes to us, internet is not an expense, it's a choice.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
No, okay. For some, it's not.
Well, it depends. Yeah.
It depends on what you do for a living, okay? In the living that I have and the living that Elizabeth has, internet is an expense for us. And yes, we do get to deduct some of it on our taxes based on the amount of work that we must do remotely.
I do it to stay in touch with family primarily, but and do entertainment. Yeah, right. We make choices all the time, but if you live in the North, if you live in the Northeast particularly, if you live anywhere, but I think in the warm weather climates, you're not alone. How much have I already paid for snow removal, to heat the house, things like that?
Don't you have enough grandbabies to go out and clear the yard for you? Give them a shovel.
The grandbabies, though, I'm getting a yard shovel, so I'm going to get to them.
This person writes to us, our property tax is $170 a week. That doesn't leave much to keep a vehicle legal. Three of the low-cost states are included in the top 10 states that receive welfare. Someone did the comparison. Caller, you get the last word. Do you find it expensive to live and work in Maine?
I do, but I think it's a good trade-off. I moved back here to raise my family. I think that's part of the trade-off. It's high to live here, but it's good to raise your family in relative safety.
Tell us, how many kids you got in the house?
Two.
How old are they?
15 and 11.
So 15 and 11. So you got about at least 7 safe years before both of them will be gone. Are you going to let them go?
That's up to them. That's their decision to make.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.